Well, as I have mentioned before, I hadn't been dating now for quite a while, and Ethel was getting worried about I was going to be an old bachelor, and she didn't think that was the way to do it. And my folks, they was kind of worried, too. Dad was getting ready for me to spend a little bit on girls, I think. And then Ethel again, that Ethel, she kept coming into this thing. If they'd have a basketball game to home there, why, we'd go together, and you know, she'd all dress up and look real pretty. And people that didn't know us, they'd think we was dating. It was the first fall after I graduated before she got me this date with this Ruth Kent. And so this went on several years. I'd getting up right around 24 years old. And a little better than that yet. And Ethel said when she was dating this guy, this Leo Griffin from Haddam. He had a new car every year, and he'd come down there on our old muddy roads. He'd tear them cars up all to pieces of trying to get through them mud puddles. And then he'd give him another brand new car. So this one time, while Leo Griffin, he come down to pick Ethel up, and Ethel says, what you doing? I said, I ain't doing nothing. She said, well, ain't there some girl that said, why don't we double date? I said, well, yeah, I remember about double dating. Well, we used to double date then a long time ago. She said, well, ain't there some girl you can get to, and we can double date? Oh, I said, I don't know. I know a couple of girls. So I called up two or three of them. They either wasn't home or something. And I said, she said, well, ain't there somebody else? And I said, yeah, there's this Grace Myers. She helped me take the pop bottles back from the, and she looked kind of sweet and everything. And we got along all right. And so I called her up, and
I didn't let the fact that I had just washed my hair and it was sopping wet because it was a wet night stop me.
They didn't have hair dryers.
No.
So I went and picked her up, and we went to Wakefield, and the theater there had a new air conditioning. We thought, boy, that'd be great. And the show was A Midsummer Night's Dream. And I thought, that sounded like that'd be a pretty good show. But it turned out that was the weirdest thing I ever experienced. I never did have a nightmare that bad.
And it was really crowded in there.
Everybody wanted to come see the new air conditioning, I think, more than the Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah.
Thing. So we on the way home, we was just telling jokes and laughing. And Grace got down and sat on the floor of the car on some magazines. I never did figure out quite why.
I don't know why I did that thing either.
She just wanted to be different, I guess. And she was.